Conversation 1.
Hi, Anne. Welcome back. How was your trip to the States?
Very busy. I had a lot of meetings, so of course I didn't have much time to see New York.
What a pity. Actually, I have a trip there myself next week.
Do you? Then take my advice. Do the Well-Being in the Air program. It really works.
Oh, I read about that in a magazine. You say it works?
Yes, I did the program on the flight to the States, and when I arrived in New York, I didn't have any problem. No jet lag at all. On the way back, I didn't do it, and I felt terrible.
You're joking.
Not at all. It really made a lot of difference.
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't drink any alcohol or coffee, and I didn't eat any meat or rich food. I drank a lot of water and fruit juice, and I ate the meals on the well-being menu. They're lighter. They have fish, vegetables, and noodles, for example, and I did some of the exercises in the program.
Exercises? On a plane?
Yes. I didn't do many, of course. There isn't much space on a plane.
How many passengers do the exercises?
Not many.
Then how much champagne did they drink?
A lot. It was more popular than mineral water.
So basically, it's a choice. Mineral water and exercises, or champagne and jet lag.
That's right. It's a difficult choice.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. Why did the woman go to New York? Question 10. What does the woman say about the Well-Being in the Air program? Question 11. What did the woman do to follow the Well-Being menu? Question 12. What did the woman say about other passengers?